The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Oh, man. The other day, we were traveling. I was at the airport, and I woke myself up. I fell asleep at the airport, woke myself up because I was snoring so loudly. I was so embarrassed. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show, brought to you by Kohl's. I'm Dana Cortez.
TJ Automatic. I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
I'm supposed to be, like, soft and sensitive and not making the kind of noise I was. Think about how loud.
Not like a little bear.
Automatic. I was like a big bear. I was going. And I already know that I sleep with my mouth open. And I know this because one time I woke up and my mouth was just, I was like mortified.
You know this because your mouth is dry when you wake up.
Yes, but I was on the airplane. Again, an airplane incident.
Oh.
I fell asleep. I woke up. Somebody was looking at me because my mouth
was
checking
your teeth? They're like, you got a cavity
right
there.
Probably. It was so embarrassing. So before I fell asleep at the airport, I put a sweatshirt over my face. And I thought, oh, see, I can sleep comfortably, mouth open. Nobody's going to care. Nobody will even know. And then the snoring happened when I took my sweatshirt off. I kid you not. There were like four people looking like, who's under there? Who's making that noise?
You don't snore that loud. I mean, don't get me wrong. You're like a little cub. You do make some noise, but you're not a growler. Whereas my dad growing up was probably the loudest snorer that he would keep the whole house up.
What do you mean, Automatic, a growler?
Like he sounds like he's growling. One time I was on a baseball trip with my friend Emmett, and my dad and him were staying in the same hotel room. Emmett went into the bathroom and put his head underneath the sink with his pillow in there so he could try to like take down some of the snoring.
You're kidding? It was that loud?
If you're staying in a hotel room, my dad's the guy that you could hear the next hotel room over.
I try to never call anybody out on their snoring because I just assume that it's because they're really tired from, you know, whatever they're exhausted from.
Yes.
A hard day's work, whatever their journey is that brought them to that point. And it is so embarrassing when you realize that you do snore in front of other people for some reason.
Spending the night with DJ Automatic the first time. Anthony A., you know, obviously way before we were, you know, it was before we were married. I do remember, though, thinking, I can't go into that REM sleep because if I do, I might snore.
Yeah.
And then we just started.
Those are things that just didn't cross my mind. I'm not worried about if I'm going to snore in front of you or not.
You just haven't dated in a long time. Because that is something that does cross your mind, bro.
Really?
Yeah, because there's nothing more annoying than like when you're getting acquainted with a person and you don't sleep compatible
right,
with them.
Anthony?
So I've had a woman who like I've been snoring, and this has been because like I've worked 18 hours that day or something wild, and then she wakes me up. And then now I'm mad.
Yeah.
So
you know why I'm snoring? Because I'm tired and I'm in REM sleep.
Yes.
I need to snore.
Sleep compatibility is a huge situation because then you're not even at like air conditioned temp yet either. So there's like so many different things that come into this, bro.
Speaking
of air conditioned temp,
gosh,
the humidity is killing me.
Oh,
dude. Last night I got up like three times. I was up for like 2 hours because I was just hot. And I turned down the air conditioner all the way to 72, and then I went from freezing to hot, freezing to hot, freezing to
and
hot.
And of course, he's not like, you know, you, Anthony, where you just let the person snore. He has to wake me up keep me up.
I don't wake. I'm just moving around because I had to get a drink of water. I was nice enough to go to the other bathroom.
You did go to the other bathroom, but you turned your phone on. I said, what are you doing? Can you not do that? I can't sleep. So I guess the whole house can't sleep if you can't sleep.
Well, that explains why you're sleeping at airports then, Dana.
That's what it is, Anthony. That's what it is. All right, National Day.
All right, today we are celebrating everything from corn dogs to kebabs to caramel apples. It's National Something on a Stick Day.
Yeah.
Yo.
Out of those three things, corn dog, my favorite thing. The little batter that drips down to the bottom of the stick.
Hello.
Let's go.
Dip it in the mustard.
Oh,
yum.
So
I like the
good.
Tail end of like the corn dog, like the little crunchy part.
That's what she's talking about. What I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's why
we're
friends.
Okay, well, none of us likes the weenie, I guess. Anyway.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I grew up in a screaming, yelling house, and I knew it wasn't normal, but it was my normal. It's what
How did
I knew.
You know it wasn't normal?
Because it was... Because
that was all I knew, so I thought... And that's all my neighborhood was, so I always thought that that's how everyone operated.
By screaming house, let's define that. What do you mean by that?
Everybody yelled all the time, Anthony.
Oh.
Everybody yelled constantly. There was no real conversation. It was always like barking, almost. If somebody was angry, you get yelled at. There was cursing going on. There was a lot going on. Not necessarily toward me, but
just
around me. All the time. And then nobody knew that I understood Spanish, right? Because I was not spoken to in Spanish. But girl here is smart. I understood everything. So they would speak about things that they were trying to hide from me, like can't pay bills. Oh my gosh, they're going to turn the gas off. You know, but I'm out of the gas.
All the stuff that sends you as a kid into, oh my gosh, we're going to be
homeless. Exactly. I went and had a garage sale and sold my hippopotamus that I loved for 75 cents.
Oh, because you overheard your parents talking about financial issues?
My nana says she couldn't pay the gas bus. I can help her. I sold my hippopotamus, took my 75 cents to her. She started crying. I'm like, I thought I did a good thing. I didn't understand she was crying because she was sad. And then the kid that I sold the hippopotamus to left it outside on the street. I took my hippopotamus back and did not return my 75 cents. Look, I wish I had grown up in a different house, or maybe not, because I'm the person I am today because of it. I feel like I'm really tough and nothing or no one is going to bring me down. I am going to always succeed no matter what. I feel like, I know that sounds weird.
It built character.
No, it built strength. It built resilience. And it also did something else for me. I have the wonderful ability to forget. I don't care what happened yesterday. It does not live in my mind because today and mañana are the only things
I care
about.
That's the funny thing about growing up. So I grew up with two parents and they're both screamers and they fought in front of us all the time.
Automatic, but, I know. I saw them, yeah.
But the ability to forget was the trick, because just to be able to move on, that's something that me and my brothers and my sister always have, is that we can be mad at each other and scream and yell, and then 5 minutes later, it's like nothing happened.
I feel like it's a skill. It's almost like, I know it sounds weird, and you go to therapy to get things out and all this stuff, and I'm a big proponent of
therapy.
That
sounds so backwards when I say
that. But honestly, I feel like that is a skill. That is a life skill. When you hang on to things, when you dwell on things, when you sit there in your sad mind and you can't let it go,
yeah,
that's a problem. And so I feel like I do have this innate ability to just let it go and stop, because I could just hold myself back. Yeah. And I don't want to do, I could let that make me sad, or I could just live my life and be good with it and take all those lessons that my family sacrificed a lot to raise me, you know, and I'm happy.
I had a friend, Mark, and his parents always handled disputes in private, which was like really cool to go to their house and feel relaxed versus compared to growing up. Where my parents did a really good job. My mother and my stepdad did a good job of, you know, deep conversations that they had. Definitely was amongst themselves, but we would overhear a lot. We had a small house, so you couldn't really get anywhere. And I think at times that gave us, as kids, worry that we didn't need to have.
Anthony, you know, you're right. The idea that you said relax hit me right away.
Yeah, there's pros and cons to each. And I will say, I think my childhood would have been a lot better without those conversations.
So my neighborhood, I felt like my parents, because they would fight in front of us, but they wouldn't fight in front of other people.
Oh, well, of course not automatic.
But when I would go to my friend's house, their parents were having full-on domestics in front of everybody. And so, like, I was never felt relaxed. I always thought, to be honest, I thought my parents were kind of normal. But now as an adult, I'm like, no, they were crazy too.
They just hide it. Just
They're
hide
just
it.
Better at hiding it, exactly.
Jesse Watt, our producer behind the scenes, she said to us, my parents didn't argue in front of us. They would say, hey, let's go to another room and do it. And yesterday, Ava Maddock, our daughter, her boyfriend Dylan was here. And I asked him, did your parents fight in front of you? And he said, no, they go to another room. But it was obvious that they were arguing, but they wouldn't have those disagreements. It doesn't matter which way you do it. Just try to do the best you can.
I think it's probably better not to fight in front
of you. It's absolutely better not to. I'm doing the best I can. My mother did the best she could.
In front of Ava.
Yeah, and we've tried to get better at it. Oh my gosh, full blown arguments.
Yeah, you guys fight in front of everybody.
Yeah,
we don't hold back.
We do.
It's learned behavior. Where are you guys at with my parents?
It is.
The whole thing about never go to sleep in separate beds or mad at each other.
It's only happened one time in this marriage. With me and DJ Automatic, it only happened one time.
I don't even remember what it was, but I remember you were mad.
I remember the first time my stepdad had to sleep on the couch, and me and my brothers came up to him and were like, dude, you should just do what our dad does. He just leaves for a few weeks.
No!
By the time you come back, it'll be all forgotten. So.
That's another way to approach it right there. I guess what I'm trying to say, you know, about not being angry at my mom or my nana or my uncle because of them being a yelling house, I thank them for what they did for me. I thank them for the sacrifice. Each one of us has a different path. I don't know what kind of circumstance they came up in. It could have been even worse. In fact, my grandmother, her mother died the day before her fifth birthday. So she didn't even have a mama to help her along her way. So, you know, instead of maybe me feeling sorry for myself, about things, I'm going to take everything and appreciate it. Because if it hadn't been for what they did for me then, however it happened, I wouldn't be here. And I'm very happy right here.
Yes. And that's a good way to approach it, with gratitude and compassion for your
process
parents.
Process the trauma.
They were doing the best they could at the time. And as I stepped further into adulthood without children, I realized, like, damn, this would have been hard to do. And sometimes you just have bad days where it's like, looking back on it, it's like, oh, didn't mean to say all that.
Yeah. And there's no way you can relax when you're having that happen.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Nelly apologizing to Eminem over old beef. Yeah, we're going to play the audio for you right now. But first, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
One of the greatest comedic actors, if not the greatest comedic actor of all time, Vince Vaughn, celebrating his birthday.
Okay.
And we also have Lady Gaga celebrating her birthday as well.
Two big B-days.
Why would I want to do dishes?
Okay, so friend of the show, Bootleg Kev, sat down with Nelly. And of course, he had to take it back to when Eminem and Nelly were beefing. And it was all a misunderstanding, which I'm glad we got the air clear. Take a listen.
I misinterpreted something when I was really, really new. I wanted to apologize to him. Somehow I misinterpreted that he had something to say about what we were doing. But that wasn't the case. And M is, he's a GOAT. In Detroit, we were at an after party. And somebody came and was like, yo, M wanna come through and holler. And I'm like, okay. And when he came in, and he's such a dope cat, I think he had Haley with him. She was young. He was like, yo, man, my daughter. I was like, I felt like a man, because we were Eminem fans.
Yeah, he felt bad. And think about it. Eminem's out there at an after party with his little girl in his arm. And Nelly's like, oh my God, I got this guy like completely wrong. Nelly is such a great artist. I feel like right now he's being appreciated. And he was when he first popped off, right?
Well, I mean, he sold Grammar. 20 million records.
I know, but automatic. There was quite a bit of time in between, like, all of that when he came out, and then now that people didn't respect him. I saw people talking trash
about
him.
Nelly was the in-between of hip-hop as its backpacker purist form in the 90s to what it was when it went pop. And Nelly was the person who was part of the reason that hip-hop went pop.
Well, along with Eminem. Wrong with that, but there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong, but his style was so different because he had like a singy kind of song style versus just straight rapping that a lot of people didn't like it. I remember KRS-One went after him, but without Nelly, there would be no Drake.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%.
He jogged so Drake could sprint.
Yeah, that's a good analogy right there. And he is getting credit, and he's complained about it. He's like, where were my awards? Why is nobody calling me to show up? But I feel like right now he's in a happy moment. He and Ashanti are married. They have a beautiful baby boy. You know, everything's come full circle, and he's selling out wherever he goes. People want to see Nelly.
And that's another thing too, is like, he's moved into LA now, where I could also see him maybe eventually getting something like a Las Vegas residency, where I think a lot of his audience, like myself included, now we're at that age where we could go to these things and have the disposable income to go watch him.
I was
going to
say, now we can afford it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right.
Nelly's Anthony's favorite rapper, remember?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Up, I love Nelly, yes.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Okay, listen to this. A woman gets to an airport early for her flight.
Well, that's a WTF right there.
What the? Runway, did you automatic? And why are you, Anthony, just let me tell the story.
Because he travels with you, he knows.
That was funny, dude.
She got to the airport very early. 6 a.m., she pulls up and they're like, lady, your flight doesn't leave till next year.
Something else Dana would do.
She completely booked the wrong year. And the craziest part is she said, man, I thought I got this great deal. She's like, yo, I got this great deal. I'm going to travel. Because she was going to fly to a whole other country.
And so she said
she laughed about it, whatever. The closest thing I've done to this is I remember I set my alarm to go to school one morning. I got ready. I did my hair. I woke my mom up. I'm like, mom, we got to go. She said, Dana, it's 2 a.m. What are you doing? Automatic, what did you find?
So right now, people are just buying houses unseen. The real estate market is super hot right now. We bought our house unseen.
I was going to say, Otto, we bought our house without looking at it.
So a real estate listing for a farmhouse near Philadelphia warned that there were bees in the wall. But one couple, they didn't think it was a big deal, so they bought the place anyways, sight unseen. They knew it was bad when the wall started dripping with honey. They found a $500,000 bees inside the wall. It cost them $12,000 to relocate the honey farm.
Hold on, they bee-located them. Hey!
And let me just tell anybody right now who's listening, Get a home inspection before you buy the house.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no, 500,000 bees. I am not kidding you. When you said that, I got goosebumps all over my body. That's scary.
Imagine trying to sleep in that house.
Ooh, all right, we're going from the house full of bees to Tennessee, where a man was playing video games on Saturday night, and there was a storm happening. Ooh. And nearby lightning strike resulted in him being shocked through his video game controller.
What? How did that even happen?
Through the wire. It was a wired controller on the Xbox, and he got shocked right through that bad boy because of it.
He was electrocuted his video game.
Mm-hmm.
By lightning. I got electrocuted by my dryer one time, and my wife slapped me when I was on the ground.
That is a lie.
That is not a lie. We can call our daughter right now, and she slapped me and said to wake up.
That's a lie. I didn't slap you. I said, you better not have broken the dryer.
It's not a lie. It's just shocking.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.